The agri-hood is one approach to what I call kind of the local food movement. It's people trying to ensure the integrity of their food by getting your food from people they know. And you, as that neighborhood, have control over how it's produced.
Farm-to-table living, a neighborhood that would be based on community and doing life with people and wellness. And so I'm reading this description of this agri-community, and I look at my husband, and I'm like, we will live here.
We set out on a journey over 7,000 miles ago because we wanted to learn as much as we could about the agri-hood lifestyle. And what we quickly realized is why more and more people are choosing healthier and sustainable communities over traditional or conventional subdivisions.
The biggest difference would just be the sense of like-minded people. We all want our kids to be outside, fishing, climbing trees, you know, visiting with the animals, being in touch with reality, being in touch with nature, eating healthy food. I mean, there's really no comparison. There's nothing quite like what we're experiencing here.
You're dialed into the perfect podcast. This is AgriHood Radio. Everything you need to know about the farm-to-table lifestyle.
Hey, Donald, how's it going today, man?
Things are going awesome out here. How about yourself?
Awesome. Things are going great. You know, we were in there a couple of weeks ago, and I'm very impressed with that Freehold Communities property. They're doing a great job. That was the second one we've seen. The first one we saw was out in Miralon on Palm Springs, California. Fantastic property that was. They have the olive trees out there. That's going to be huge. Your setup is more of a community garden and orchard than it is a full-on working farm.
Yeah, so one of the great things that our developer really wanted to do to really bring that homegrown feel to the Liberty Hill area is really give our residents the opportunity to not only, if they're a seasonal gardener or just looking to grow their green thumb, but we do offer community gardens here at Orchard Ridge and offer something for everyone. So we have two different gardens here in the community. So we have our Founders Garden, which is available for residents. So currently we have 20 garden beds ranging in various sizes. So we have larger ones that are 16x4 or smaller ones. And residents can rent those out for the year, and they can plant their own flowers, produce, vegetables, fruits from those garden beds. They also have access to our garden shed, so we have communal tools for them to be able to utilize. And then for those who are really just wanting to just appreciate the gardens and the farming, we have our community garden, and that is open for everyone that lives here in Orchard Ridge. And just recently, here in the last month, we just hired on a community gardener who is dedicated to the care and making sure that we have a high variety of different produce and vegetables growing on. So when it comes time to harvest those, residents are able to go in and whether it be picking blueberries off the bush or whatever produce is growing out there, we'll have our harvest where residents can come and enjoy those benefits there. So, and also throughout the community, we have our orchard trees. We have peach trees as well. So when those are fully ripe, residents who are just walking around or just happen to be driving home can pick a fresh peach right off the tree there and take it home for you to enjoy.
What we like is that you're so accessible. You feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, and I'm saying that in a good thing. That's a compliment. You seem like you're so removed, but you're only, within 30 minutes to Austin.
Yeah, and actually, and there's two key freeways that lead you right down to Austin. So we have the Ronald Reagan Highway, and just shortly a quick 8 to 10 minute drive. I took it up to there this morning and made my way to make a little pit stop on my way in. And the closest grocery store, HEB, is like I said, is only 8 minutes away. And then you have the 183. So it's a new highway that they're building out this way. And that is just a direct line straight to downtown Austin. So yeah, when you want to kind of escape the hustle and bustle of the city, you're here in the Texas Hill Country, but you're also not too far from downtown Austin. And also the park and ride is only just about 8 to 10 minutes away. So if you don't even feel like driving all the way, you can hop on that metro and take that all the way straight downtown as well.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, the accessibility is really neat, how you're just, you know, like you said, a short distance from one of the coolest cities in the country. How many different builders do you have there at Orchard Ridge?
Yeah, we have 4 builders here in Orchard Ridge. So we have Buffington Homes, Dreamfinder Homes, Lennar, and Pacesetter Homes.
And the average home price, do you have prices at the available to you, or is that something that we need to deal directly with the builders on?
Oh, I can give you just the general pricing. Yeah. So the homes start in the low 200,000. So homes by Lennar start in the low 200,000s. And then our Buffington, Dreamfinders, and Pacesetter homes start in the mid 200s.
Okay. And you're still in phase one, if I remember correctly, right?
We are in phase one. Phase two is actually just here going to be opening up. I actually drove by the site for phase two. They already got the road paved. So the lots have already been dedicated by the different builders. So that should be up and going here pretty soon. But yeah, so we're in phase one, getting ready to go into our second phase.
That's pretty neat, man. You got a lot of oaks. I mean, if I remember your community is known for the oak trees, right?
We're honestly known for just the natural space. And one of the big things that the developer really wanted to do is really pay homage and pay respect to the natural topography of the surrounding area. So that's one of the really big distinctive features of Orchard Ridge. And one of the things that really, truly, I love about this community, when you're driving down Orchard Park, I mean, you get this wonderful scenic shot of just the entire Texas Hill Country, and it's a site that just never gets old. But the topography here, you're not just in a community where everything's just kind of laid out just on a track, but really you have different levels of where these homes are going to be sitting. So once these different phases are complete, homeowners are really going to just really get that opportunity to really appreciate living in that Texas Hill Country, and really also keeping that natural feel of being out in the Texas Hill Country. And so, like I said, our developers did a really good job in preserving some natural spaces. And so when you're out on our walking trails, you really do feel like you are disconnected from just that big city life. But again, you're just not too far from that.
Yeah, yeah. And those trails are how many miles?
So we have our trails range from anywhere between 1 mile to 2 miles, but in total, once all the trail system is complete, we'll have about 5 miles of walking trail that are all interconnected with one another.
Right on. And I was very impressed with that state-of-the-art fitness center you guys have on property right there. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, the fitness center is, and the pictures, sometimes, you know, I always say pictures sometimes just don't do just. I mean, they look great in the pictures, but once you go in there, the facility is much larger than you anticipate, and everything is a brand new, branded, state of the line. Fitness equipment in there. And one of the things that I really like are our cycling machine. And it's a really cool, really interactive, modern cycling machine, and along with a lot of our other equipment. And plus, we also have 2 personal trainers that teach group fitness classes 3 days a week. And then they also offer private one-on-one sessions as well. So those are little small additional fees, but those group fitness classes are as low as $5 a class.
Well worth it. Are they set up kind of like a boot camp?
So yeah, we like to just call them group fitness. We feel like the term boot camp kind of scares people away, but
let's soften that term a little bit. We're gonna kick your butt, but we're not gonna tell you ahead of time. I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I took the class a few weeks ago, and you definitely get a good sweat. Our trainers are both certified trainers at Gold's Gym, and their energy is absolutely amazing. I was just actually talking to one of our residents yesterday, and she absolutely loves taking the class, and is definitely feeling and seeing some of those results by doing the group fitness classes.
You know, I'm super happy to hear that, but you know, you also led me into my next question, and that's as far as residents go, because as you know, we're potential home buyers looking for an agri-hood for our family. We have not lived in one yet, but the idea is, we're completely sold on the idea, the concept, this is what we want to do. This is how we want to live. Share with us what an insight feels like, because from the outside looking in, here's what we see. We see a great community with a healthy lifestyle as far as the fitness aspect. You have the social events aspect. You have the farm or the community garden, obviously. So now, inside looking out, share with that. What's that whole experience like? What do you hear from your home buyers, the people who actually live there, coming from conventional cookie cutter subdivisions? Now there's something completely different. What's their feedback?
One of the common trends that I hear when I'm talking with our residents is that sense of community. I actually lead our nutritional demo cooking classes. I actually just led one last night. We had it in one of our model homes, and really building into that healthy living, that homegrown feeling here in Orchard Ridge. And when I was talking to one of the residents, she was sharing with me that one of the things that she absolutely loves about this community, and at full build out, Orchard Ridge is only going to be 780 homes. So we're going to be a boutique style community. And one of the things that she told me that she absolutely loves about living here is on her street, and she was the seventh homeowner here in Orchard Ridge, and on her street, she knows all of her neighbors by names. She knows their pets' names. She even knows their grandkid names. And they get together and they host little things on their neighborhood streets. And so there are really close-knit groups of individuals. One resident shared with me yesterday, she's just found out that she's pregnant and it's their first child. And she was just talking about how she's excited, how she has these extended aunts and uncles, and she's talking about her neighbors. And so for myself, you don't hear that too often, where neighbors are that interconnected with one another to where they look at their neighbors as friends, as extended family members. And so that is one thing about Orchard Ridge that I found just so heartwarming, that these residents really do have that strong sense of community and that strong sense of connectedness with one another.
You know, everything you're saying is everything we've been hearing and seeing. I mean, it's a common thread that's so unique and so appealing that I really believe people who like those features of being connected, having neighbors that you know, social gatherings, these amenities like that are huge among agri-hoods. Not only Orchard Ridge, you're doing a great job, but that's what the biggest draw for us was. You have a group of people that are like-minded. I don't think there's too many reclusive people that live in agri-hood. I mean, I'm not saying there's not any, but as a majority, I think these are people who like to be socially connected, interactive with their neighbors and become friends.
Yeah, and you, it's not even just a soundbite. It's something that you do see and feel here. And that is one of the things that I find the most enjoyable about my job. And it actually makes my job easier because there is that same common mindset of building that sense of community and sense of engagement. It's a very community-oriented area in this Liberty Hill area where residents do share that common idea. So it's something that makes Orchard Ridge really special. And one of the things that we also see a lot of, I've been seeing a lot more of, or those families with younger children, like your son's age, where they can grow up in an area where they can play on the streets and the neighbors know one another and they're looking out for one another. And we have resident-led events. So, I mean, although you come with your own dedicated full-time lifestyle director, we have residents that come to me and they want to host and run their own neighborhood events. They had a Christmas caroling event that they took on their own. They had strolling carolers that were going through the neighborhood, and that was all organized by our residents. Our residents organized a New Year's Eve ball drop at 6 p.m. so all the littles could have a chance to celebrate the new year before not having to wait until midnight. And so really, again, that it's not just a soundbite. It's something that is a part of the culture here in Orchard Ridge. And I feel that what really truly makes Orchard Ridge special and unlike another community out.
Awesome. Can you believe you're getting paid to do what you do?
I feel so fortunate. I feel so fortunate. And the great thing is, it's, I was joking with the residents yesterday. It's like, you know, here myself and in my heart, I've always been a person who really enjoys building community and helping build communities of inclusion. And the fact that I come here with this hodgepodge of skills from a degree in recreation to working in the nonprofit world, it's like this is the perfect marriage of everything that I've done and throughout my career. And I get to see firsthand and have a firsthand influence on really building that sense of community that really builds into what Orchard Ridge is really designed to fulfill and do, and is that building that vibrant community that feels homegrown and promotes that healthy lifestyle. And you know, from our young families to our empty nesters, I just feel really fortunate that I get to be the person who really helps build that sense of community with our residents.
I want people to get to know you. I really do. When our family walked in there, man, you just felt like we knew you for years. You know, the way you have, I refer to you as the perfect example of a director of first impressions, because you're giving that property a great first impression, man, because they have somebody at the forefront right there who absolutely loves what they do. Very knowledgeable, outgoing, personable. How can people get a hold of you if they want to chat with you and catch up with you and learn more about that property?
Oh man, my information is everywhere. And I like to look at myself as being really the front porch of the community. And that's one of the things that you also see here in Orchard Ridge that you also don't see in a whole lot of other communities, are that front porch. And so you can go to our homeowner website at myorchardridge.com. That can give you a feel of what life looks like on the homeowner side, but also liveorchardridge.com. You'll be able to find more information on our homes, our builders, and really our amenities. And my information, I'm always available. On my business card is my cell phone number, because I want residents to be able to get a hold of me if they have any questions. And also my email is donald@myorchardridge.com. And I'm always available, always around to answer the needs of our residents and also our prospects, as I like to call them, our future homeowners.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate you catching up with us. That your time is more than appreciated, and that you're going to leave us with the biggest difference that you've noticed from your experience of ordinary subdivisions to what you're doing now. I know you said it's the sense of community. Is that set on top of that list? Is that number one?
It really is. It really is. It is really again about bringing a vibrant, fresh, and new lifestyle to our homeowners, and really building that sense of community and turning those neighbors into friends. And that makes your neighborhood safer, it makes it feel more inclusive, and it definitely makes it feel like it's home. So life is just a little sweeter here in Orchard Ridge.
We appreciate that, brother. Thank you again for your time. We'll definitely be in touch. We're going to be heading back to Arizona shortly here, and we get back home, we need to catch back up with you with any questions we have. In the meantime, if there's any updates that you have over there, you want to shoot them our way and want us to share it with our followers, please do that as well.
Will do. And hey, appreciate the time, appreciate the call. And like I said, you know how to reach me if you got any more questions. And I'm going to get back to planning. We have a community block party here on Saturday that I'm putting the finishing touches on. And so I'm going to get back to that. So hopefully get to chat with you guys soon.
Sounds good, Donald. Thanks again, man. Take care now.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
If healthy and sustainable living is important to you and your family, join the Coleman family as they travel the country and discover some of the best agri communities in America.